person is shekayach to do the matter with him, Shlomi Zeltzer, Shlomi Weiner, sorry, for sponsoring the dinner. It was very delicious, chef. This is the mystery. So, I wanted to talk a little bit at the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, which is also a hemshich to the end of Parshas Bolok. The first thing that you notice in Parshas Pinchas, especially if you look at certain Mikrais Gedolos, you'll see that Parshas Pinchas, the name Pinchas, on top of the Chumash, many times is spelled without a yud. But you don't find Pinchas in the whole Torah without a yud. You don't find the name Pinchas. In fact, the Parsha starts by Yadav Hashem al Moshe Levet Pinchas with a yud. But if you notice, the yud is a yud zeira. The yud is a small yud. So I want to discuss, perhaps, a little bit what the Indian over here is that this yud is a yud zeira. This is a small yud. Right there we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishabeach Pinchas, he's Mevarech Pinchas, and he gives him the gift of Kuhuna Ala'olam. Lachain Emar Hini Naisimai is Brisi Shaloi. I give him my Brisi Shaloi, and everybody's familiar that the Vav of Shaloi is a Vav. It's a vav that's broken. Ki'ilu, it's a yud and the leg of a vav. It's a vav ketia. And Chazal discussed among Kiddushin, Balaturim brings it up in art, that the Gemara says that this is a remez that a koyin can only be doing the avoida when he's sholein. Sholein without the vav is sholein. But not when he's chaser, that's what the Gemara says. But, if you look, there are some more Ramazim. I don't want to go into exactly what the Balaturim's Ramazim are, but it's very interesting that we find over here, that the Vav is a Vav Kitiya. The Vav is a Vav that is somewhat cracked. This Vav, specifically over here, where Hashem gives him the Shalom, the Bris of Shalom, the covenant of peace, that the Mefarshim will explain, that Pinchas did an act in anger, an act that one would think is the antithesis of peace. But in truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, if you're a kanoi with Bar Hashem, if you're a kanoi the right way, so you'll have shalom, you won't have ketata, you won't have shalom. But we do have to understand why the vav is above ketiyah. It's interesting, what is the gift that Hashem gives? Not only a bris of shalom, but v'hoysel loyu l'zara yachar of bris kuhunas olam. Aaron Pinchas receives a bris of kahuna, but not some a bris of kahuna. Bris kahuna's oilam. A bris of kahuna la oilam. Takas asher kine le loikovi chaper al b'nei Yisrael. Dafin pashtein, that it's fascinating over here. Rashi tells us that Pinchas wasn't really given the kahuna right away. You look at Rashi, Shafak, she pardoned the kahuna lezare shel Aaron. The children of Aaron got kahuna. It was only given to Aaron and his sons. Shenimshachu imah, that were nimshach with him. Well, it's all the same, and their children. So the direct progeny of Aaron received kahuna, but Pinchas wasn't going to get that. That meaning the progeny that were the sons of Aaron that were nimshach with him, and the children that were born after that Mashiach. But Pinchas, but Elazar, ben Aaron, was born before the Mashiach. He was born before the Mashiach. He's a grandson. He did not have kahuna. He didn't have the bris of kahuna. He only got the bris of kahuna over here. Aval Pinchas, shenalut kaidim lachein, v'loy nimshach, loy bo lechlal kahuna ad kam. So the obvious question is, it seems that the bris, that Pinchas doesn't receive kahuna until now. But it seems that he's getting something a little bit more than just the kahuna of Aaron. V'haraya, the Gemara says that if a cholol goes and does the avoida, if he goes and he does the avoida, even though he's a cholol, but it's still a kosher avoida. Why is it a kosher avoida? I'll stay bris kahuna silo. That the bris kahuna is lila. So that's a rem, that's a chiddush where? That's a chiddush only over here by Pinchas. We find this chiddush that it's kayim lo'aylam, bris kahuna silo, no matter what. Even if there'll be a chalolos, but the avoida, there'll be a bris kahuna, even in a cholol, that is avoida is going to be an avoida. Avada dafim Hashem, we have to understand, what is the chiddush? What happened over here? What did Pinchas do that gives him kahuna and it gives him kahuna lo'aylam? What is this new, this new emphasis, this new kinyan in kahuna? So we have a few questions. What were the questions? Pinchas is without a yud, but Pinchas is with a yud, but it's a yud zeira, the vav is a vav ketia, and the vav of shalom is a vav ketia. And we find this extra bris, kahunas oilam, dafka over here by Pinchas. So I'd like to discuss, and we'll come back to the parasha, and I'd like to discuss, in light of that, coming back to the parasha, I'd like to discuss the idea and the hemshich in the entire parasha. In the entire parasha of Pinchas. Where in the parasha of Pinchas we find a fascinating hemshich in the parashas. We have the parasha of the Tzivui of Tzoreres Abidyon. But then after that we find the counting of Bnei Yisrael. We find, after that, after we find the counting of Bnei Yisrael, we find Lo'elet Echolech Haaretz. The Nakla of Eretz Yisrael, the Nisla Shemes, the Goyrel of Eretz Yisrael, the Goyrel. Before the Goyrel, we specifically count the Bnei Yisrael. Right? It's an interesting thing. Why can't you just make the Goyrel and then count them later? They specifically count it and then there's a Goyrel. And then we have the Parsha of Atikrabna ben Nois Slafa. As Slafa ben Chetra ben Gilad, ben Mocha ben Menasha, Naya Chiddush in the Torah of Yerushas Habas. That the daughters of Tzlafa, Tzlafa only had daughters, right? And they tied a lama nigara. Why should we be any worse than the other than anyone else? Just because Tzlafa died, and kibechet emes, and there's a whole new parsha in the Torah of the nice Tzlafa. So I'd like to discuss the hemshich of these things. But one question, very interesting. The Torah specifically calls them the nice Tzlafa. So it gives them the names, Machla, Noya, or Noah, the Chagla, Umilka, the Sirsa. But it calls them the nice Slavka. What's the Hemshah? So I'd like to preface everything we're saying, Rabbi Yisrael, with the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says the following thing. Tanya. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Shalosh Matanos Tovos Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. There were three Matanos Tovos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. V'chulon Ma'nitnon Ela Al Yidei Yisurim. All of those Matanos, Klal Yisrael were only got them Al Yidei Yisurim. Which B'chlal is a fascinating thing. Because if it's a Matanos Tovos, what do we need Yisurim for? Why do we have Yisurim? It's L'chara, a mud the thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving us a Gevaldika Matana, but we're only kinder than with Yisurim. What are the three things? Elu hein, Torah, the Eretz Yisrael, the Ha'olam Haba. What? Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. Those are the three things that we're only kinder, that a person is only kinder, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Matana, but we're only kinder with Yisurim. So what's Taket of Shat? We have to understand, what's Taket of Shat in this Gemara? That the Gemara is telling us it's a matana taiva, but we're only kind of with that Al Yidei Yisurim. Mamanusha. If it's a matana, we should just get it to life. If it's not a matana, we have to acquire it, so we have to acquire it. So we need the Yisurim, but why do you need the Yisurim from the matana? This past week's parak, the fifth parak in August, a very famous Mishnah and a not so famous Rambam in the Pirsha Mishnah that I'd like to discuss. The last Mishnah in the fifth parak, Ben Hei Hei Oimer Lefun Sara Agra. What does Lefun Sara Agra mean? So Poshet Shat Lefun Sara Agra means commensurate to the amount of tzar a person has in doing a mitzvah, learning, whatever it is, agra, that's how much tzar he gets. So a mishnah in tzar, it's a mishnah, lefun tzara, to commensurate to the measure of tzar that a person has in doing a mitzvah, learning Torah, and b'chlal, is agra, that's his tzar. I'd like to share with the Olam the Pirush HaRambam in this mission. The Rambam says like this.
Va'omer ben Hehe.
Lepi mashe kitzayr b'teira, yihi yeschar. And as much as you're commensurate to your tzar and teira, that's going to be yeschar. Va'omru. Shelo yeskayim min ha'chochma, ele mashe tilmay b'teira. Omer. Listen to what he says. A person will not remember what he learned. A person will not have any kiyum in his Torah if he doesn't learn with tircha, with tzar. If he doesn't put toil and amelus into his learning. The yirim in amalamad, he has to be afraid of the Rebbe.
Okay.
Avol kriyas hatayinug. Reading up the Gemara, reading up things with just some quick perusal, b'derech tayinug, v'amenucha, ein kiyum lo. V'loy tayel esbo. V'amru v'feir. Listen to what he said, an unbelievable thing. There's another lesson. Not the ain't tayel esbo, but u'kimat ain't tayel esbo. The Rambam saying a peladik is up. To learn, as I be, to do anything in Ruchni is, you know, cash. Right? Cash. There's no tayel. The Rambam saying there's no tayel in it. It goes in one ear and out the other. Maybe it doesn't even go in the ear. Could be it doesn't even go in, it bounces off. That's the pshat. If a person puts himself into ruchnius, he's kind of ruchnius. But if a person does lefum tzara agra, this is a totally different pshat in the Mishnah. Before we said pshat in the Mishnah was, in as much tzara as a person has, that's how much tzara he has. So I'm not saying it's a word in tzara. It's a vert in how much he acquires the thing. How much it becomes a part of him. And this is a chiddush that's in ruchnius. This is not a chiddush in anything else but ruchnius. That says, if a person wins the lottery, or if a person works all his life, right, and he makes the same amount of money, at the end of the day, who has more? Is his kinyan any less because he won the lottery? 100% not. He might appreciate it less. But is his kinyan in it less? No, he has the same kinyan. The Rambam is saying when it comes to ruchnius, a person's kinyan is commensurate, that's pshat in the Mishnah, is commensurate to the amount of amelus he puts into it, to the amount of toil he puts into it, to the amount of sacrifice, to the amount of serious nefesh he puts into a mitzvah, that's when he's kind of the mitzvah. But if it comes easy, if a person's not willing to sacrifice for it, there's no kinyan. The Rambam says, a pelot, exactly. There's no tayelus in Shulam. It's a fascinating thing. The Rebbe of Yonason, in Parshas Shmois, says a Gevaldik Azar. He says a tremendous chiddush that nobody says. He says, why is it that B'nai Levi did not have to do work in Mitzrayim? Why did Paro not give them work in Mitzrayim? So Parshas Shmois, they had the Avodas Hashem, they were Levian. You think Paro cared about the Avodas Hashem? You think the Paro cared about the Levian? Zokhar b'yaynus l'aybshitz. The pshat is because he saw b'etz dagni musay that who was going to come out of B'nai Levi? The Mashiach Shekhlaiyus was going to come out of B'nai Levi. And if the Mashiach Shekhlaiyus was going to come out of Levi, thus is the pshat, the only way that Klal Yisrael is going to be able to go and get the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from Tzara Agra, is through Tzara. And what's the Tzara? The Tzara is the toil in Mitzrayim. So through the toil in Mitzrayim, through the Avodah Kasha in Mitzrayim, then they'll be able to get it. Oh. But if the Mashiach Klal Yisrael is not going to have the Tzara in Mitzrayim, he won't be able to take them out. He won't be able to take them out. Memela, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't give work to Moshe Rabbeinu. He doesn't give work to the Levim. Because he doesn't want Mashiach Klal Yisrael to be able to save Klal Yisrael. Does Zofim Yonis and that's the Pshad, what did they say? They said, Moshamu Elan, they kite Zeruach, and they avoid the Kasha. Because they went and worked. They didn't listen to me. Why are they not going to listen to me? Because I'm not doing any work. They look at Moshe and say, you're the one who's going to save us. You're the one who's going to take us out. We're toiling. We're mushing. And you're going to take us out. Oh, but the terrorist is. Why is that? That was their kind to Moshe. What's the answer to Moshe? Moshe was a Yarvis of Loisim. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Zah person. That's what all the Bedouins of the Judges are. How come Moshe Rabbeinu was able to? Why was Moshe Rabbeinu the one who was Moshe in Klal Yisrael? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayyabris of Lois, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Noisa Baal Chaveri. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who felt the tsar from Klal Yisrael, even though he wasn't doing the work. He felt the tsar that Klal Yisrael felt. In the middle, he was able to be Moshe Klal Yisrael because Lefun Tsar Agra, that was his tsar. If you remember, I think Pasha Shemais, we said in one of the Chumashim, I don't know who was here, but Lemaisa, we said that it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was in when he was in the Suf. So Basya said, Meyalde Ha'ivrim Zeh, Vuhu Nar Meyalde Ha'ivrim Zeh, Shal Vrim is a Nar. His club was a Nar, he was a little baby. It wasn't a Nar, Nar was more than 3 months old. The Teretz is, his crying was Meyalde Ha'ivrim, he was crying the crying of the children in Mitzrayim, of the Ivrim, of the Yalde Ha'ivrim. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be the Mashiach Shekhbali. So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to have a kinyan in Torah. He's able to have a kinyan in Torah because he tackled with Vayarvis of Loisman. He had a chelik in Kfal Yisrael's Mesirus Nefesh in Mitzrayim. The Mesirah, the Avodah Kosher in Mitzrayim. Oh, Zetman Ahapul Digazach Rambam. Nochazach. It's not only the Tirchi in the learning alone. It's the tzar from the year from the Malamud. It's the external to that. It's even the when a person plugs in other aspects of the learning, to come to the learning, the chapsiyah from the learning, all that amelus goes into the lefum tzara agar. And it's not only learning of Isaiah, it's in every kinyan in ruchnius. This is a klal in ruchnius. It's a klal in every mitzvah. The more person we saw the Gemara, those who learned Saita, the Gemara saw who are the people who are Bnei Amona? Who are the people who are Bnei Amona who believe? Rabbi said, well, remember what does Rashi say? They take their money and they use their money for what? They use their money for the mitzvah, and they use their money for soccer, and they realize that's where a person has to put his emphasis. That's where it has to. I remember we once had a meeting over here, way back, way in the beginning, and I remember. First, I said, it was Dovi Wise that got up. I remember, I'll never forget it. He was doing something. He said, the only way to make this is nothing to, trust me, what I'm going to say now has got nothing to do with the point I'm saying. It really is no point in saying, just hit me in the head. But he said, the way to make people feel a part of it is if they pay money. If people are going to pay money, if a person spends money, if a person feels he's giving something to it, if a person feels he's being moist or something to it, so he's kind of. He's kind of. That's a kinyan in ruchnius. That's a vort in ruchnius. That's the way a person's kind of ruchnius. Rabbi Say, darf man verstehen. Ahachol dikazach. We spoke last week about the Atzei Shittim. We spoke about the Atzei Shittim. What were the Atzei Shittim? There were Avnei Shoyim. Avnei Shoyim came from the Anodim, from the clouds. Every other aspect that the Mishkan had were all things that they took. It was Bezus Hayam, it was Bezus Mitzrayim. But there was one thing that there was a Mesirus Nefesh on. There was one thing, there was an Amelus in. And the Gemara says on that the Oymit, the Oymdim, the Oyl Me'ad, they stand forever. Atzei Shittim Oymdim. Oymdim is the Pshat for Loshim Hoyva. Why is the Atzei Shittim Oymdim? Because this was the eighth, this was an eighth that Avraham Avinu planted, and that Yaakov Avinu took, and Yaakov Avinu plugged, and he carried it, and he schlepped it, and he was Moisa Nefesh. Because Moisa Nefesh, those are Oymdim, the Oyl Me'ad. That the Rach, if you look at the Rach and Sukkah, the Rach will say, and in Sefer Sukkah will say, that the Mishkan, when it was Nignaz, the Atzei Shittim Mamish were Nignaz into the ground right there. Right? The Oymdin Mamish exactly in their Mokim forever. That's Oymdin. The boy said, Dafu Fashtein Azoy. Dafu Fashtein. That Pinchas is given a kuhuna, a very special kuhuna. He's given not a kahuna that comes from heredity. Not a kahuna because his father was a kohen. He's a kohen because he was Moisen Nefesh for Kanoim Pagan, but he was Moisen Nefesh for the Tvar Hashem. He was Moisen Nefesh for the Kovenah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why his kahuna is a different type of kahuna. It's a bris kahuna's oilam. It doesn't end. Even if the person's a cholol, the avoid is going to be an avoid because avodim is Moisen Nefesh on him. It was lefum tzara agra. There was a tzar in what he did. There was something that nobody else was willing to do, but Pinchas was willing to do it. The male of Pinchas get his kinda a kinyan that's la'ilu. His kinda a kinyan that's la'ilu. Davin fashtein nochazach. I'm going to come back to Pinchas. What does the Pshat, the Sforn tell us, the Pshat, that before, La'ilu techolik ha'aretz, how was there a chelik in the aretz? What was the chelik in the aretz? How was the aretz split? With a girl. A girl is a tsar. There's a tsar and a girl. There's a king. State, the only way you can answer Yisrael is how? Sholosh matanis tayves. There are three matanis tayves. One of them is Eretz Yisrael. Sholosh matanis tayves, so there's Eretz Yisrael parents. That's why we had to count each person. The Sforn tell us, the Rishayim tell us, that the counting of each person was to teach him, and he had to understand and study what his tafkid was. And when he knew what his tafkid was, then he could be Yerush Eretz Yisrael. Only through the Lefum Tzara Agra, being even working on himself to realize what his chelik in the yards is, then he can get a chelik in the yards. Abbas Geit Asaf Shifa. Who is Slofa, Rabbi? He bechet remes. The Gemara tells us that who is Slofa? Slofa went, and Slofa didn't die with the Murad, from the chet of the Murad. He didn't die from any other chet. He bechet remes. It was a personal chet. What was his personal chet? He was the Mekashish. He was the Mekashish. He was the one who created Kash in the Midbar. Zok Tosfos in Baba Basra, plus Ephes Slofkot went, and was Mekashish. So what does Tosfos say? Everyone knows the Tosfos. Bakad the Tosfos, half of the Tosfos. Slofkot went because he wanted to teach Klal Yisrael that a person who's Mechal Shabbos gets Nisim. Slofkot had no interest in making Kash. He had no interest in being Mekashish. But he wanted to show at the Moisa Nefesh of Shabbos. He was Moisa Nefesh on the Torah of Shabbos. So that Klal Yisrael should learn the Dinim of Shabbos. So Klal Yisrael should know what the Halacha of Shabbos is. There's a Bechal Akash over there, there's a Mashiach Akash. I don't want to go into it. The Mashiach Akash is a Kash. It's a Lachar, it's a Malach Shesvich and a Gufra. The only reason why you give money is you have Misa on Shabbos. You only have Misa on Shabbos if you're doing the Malach for the reason the Malach was done in the Mishkan. Over here, you did the Malach. The only reason you did the Malach was to teach Yisrael. That's Malach Shesvich and a Gufra. That's a Shaila that Marsha talks about. The Allah Akhbar will talk about. Abba Buzz Zetman in the places. Buzz Hayes says, like, Slavchad dies without sons. And he has daughters. But he was a Meister Nefesh. He was Meister Nefesh for Shabbos. He was Meister Nefesh for Shabbos. Nishnoi Hata Akinyan in Shabbos. But his daughters, there's a Naya Parsh in the Torah from his daughters. Why is there a Naya Parsh in the Torah from his daughters? The Gemara says, a new Parsh in the Torah from them. Because they said, Lama Nigara. They said, why should we be any less? If they got a Chelik in the Yaretz. A whole Yerusha. A whole Parsh of Yerusha Shabbos comes about because what? Not because of Mach Lassir Tzanoah. Who's it come from? The Nois Slofkot. Slofkot was Meister Nefesh on Torah. He has a Kinyan in Torah. He's not a Kinyan in Torah. He has a Kinyan, a whole new parish in the Torah, just because it's Slofkot. Because of his Mesirus Nefesh for Torah. That's Hayes, Lefum Tzara Agra. In his Mesirus Nefesh for Torah, he has a Kinyan, not Stam a Kinyan. It's not Stam a personal Kinyan. It's a Kinyan Lo'olam Void, a parish in the Torah. A whole parish in the Torah is Mechudish. With Slofkot. Of Eskate Tifa, if you want to think about it, state that only through Tzara, a person's Kohen Eretz Yisrael also. But the Pshat, Slofkot, Chelik in Eretz Yisrael, went to his children, went to his daughters, through his Mesirus Nefesh. Through him being Moisa Nefesh. Through him being Moisa Nefesh, that this Parsha Torah came about, through his Mesirus Nefesh for Torah, came about, the Mesirus Nefesh, came about a Kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, also his Kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. Does that mean a whole Hemshech in the Parsha? A Hemshech in the Parsha of Hafudik and Lefum Tzara Hagra, Hafudik and Mesirus Nefesh. I want to talk a little bit deeper. What was Pinchas shown? What was this Maisa with Cosby, Zimri, and this Maisa of Kanoi, Poigenboy? What did Pinchas want to bring out with this Maisa? So I want to shout to a Givaldiki Gemara, and those that are listening are gonna hear Ramazan the second I mention the Gemara. Hafudik Ramazan. The glasses again. Gemara tells a story. Gemara says like this. Gemara is darshaning a pasuk.
The Gemara says, "Kol nesiyeha v'loy kol sareha prat l'ketiya bar shalom." The prat l'ketiya bar shalom. Zok the Gemara, "Ketiya bar shalom." My, who was Ketiya bar shalom? Who was this fellow Ketiya bar shalom? Dahu kisra dahav esoni liyehudai. There was a Caesar who hated the Jewish people. Amalahu l'chshive the malchus. He went to the chshivim in the kingdom. If he has a thing in his leg, yikteena, the yichya, should he cut off this infection or whatever he has? He has erosion in his leg. Should he cut it off and live? Or yanichena v'yitzar, should he leave it there and it should have tzar? Obviously, the euphemism is the Jewish people are a thorn in his side. Oh my Lord, yikteena v'yichya, cut it off. Right, Amulah, the Nesiim of told the Caesar, you got to cut off the Jewish people. That's it, kill him. Amalah who Ketiyah Bar Shalom. Ketiyah Bar Shalom said, Chada, one thing is the lo yechol to luhu, lechulu. You'll never be able to kill him all out. Dichsiv, ki ka'ar baruch ha'is hashamayim peras escha. Maika Amar. Zakti zayr bedal ruchas. Okay, and zakti avaita. It's just like it's not shy to have the world without Rucha. They're going to call you a Malchus Ketiyah, a cut up Malchus. Again, we're not going to be able to destroy the Jewish people. Miu called the Zachi, anybody who beats the Caesar in an argument, Shodalei Lekmunya. That's it, you're dead. Okay, so he was going to go. So they were taking him to kill him. When they were taking him out, the rule is: you're very good. Thank you for the argument. We appreciate your contribution to the argument. We're not going to kill all the Jewish people, but you're dead. Okay. This Matronisa said to Ketiyah Bar Shalom, "Vele leilf the ozla beloy mirs. You're going to Olam Haba. You're going to the next world. You're going without." Methods, you have nothing to pay for it. You're not paying anything. Nofal al reshidur alisa kota. He fell on his sword and he cut his orla off. With his malin sword. A Roman, Gemara is in Avodah Zarah, you don't know what that is. It's probably 10b4, maybe 3. Omar, Yavis Michsi, you gave your methods. Chalfis v'avris ki kasharolei omar kol mitzvah v'yakiva v'chaveirav yotzer v'yakiva v'darish. And the Gemara says that yotzer v'basko v'omra ketiyah bar shalom mizumin l'chayi olam haba. A peladiki Gemara. He's a goy. Ketiyah bar shalom is a Roman goy, and he's going to be killed. And not only that, his argument saved the Jewish people, but he doesn't have a mechas. The only way to get Olam Haba, the third Matana Taiva, is how? It's through Tzar. Yisur. The meches he had to pay, although Tzfun Tzar Agra, even though Avgoy, but Ketiyah Bar Shalom had to be Moisa Nefesh. He had to be Moisa Nefesh. He had to go through a Mila to be able to get him to Olam Haba. Kosh Teta and Dei Gemara. What says in this Gemara is mamash this whole parsha. Rabboisai, Pinchas is Gematria. It depends if you spell it with a yud or without a yud. Pinchas without a yud is pei, is 80. Nun is 50. Ches is 8. We have 138. Yeah? And samach is 198. If you have a yud, a yud is 208. 208 is exactly the gematria of whose name? Yitzchok. Who is the quintessential Moshe Nefesh in the whole Torah? Yitzchok is the name of Moshe Nefesh. Shteitin Svarim Hakdoshin, Pinchas' name, Taka, was without a Yud, Fire de Maisel. Of a Noch de Maisel, he's Zoycha to a Yud. How is he Zoycha to a Yud? He's Zoycha to a Yud through the Maisel of Mesiris Nefesh, the Maisel of Kanoim, Poydim, by the Maisel of Ayikach, Roymach, Yodoy. Roymach, Yodoy, Rabboisai, Roymach is Gematria 248, Shteitin Targum Yonison, that's the 248, he was Kaira Kriyashma. We think that he was Moshe Nefesh, it was his power. I think it was the strength that he put, the force that he put into the spear. It was the Kabbalah Sonar for Shemayim, it was the standing up with the Ramach
with the 248 Isaiahs of Kriyishma, the 248 words of Kriyishma. That was what Pinchas was Maisa Nefesh. And Pinchas got up, Kolatz Maisa Temayna, all his 248 Evarim. And he got up to stand up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for there will be Leichem for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memela Pinchas is Zoycha to that Yud, Pinchas, Blayf, there Yitzchak, Pinchas is Zoycha to that Yud. For where is he Zoycha to that Yud, Rabbi Isai? If you take a Vav and you cut it off in the half, it's a Yud, a Nochavav. It's a Yud, the Vav becomes, the top part is a Yud, and then the bottom part is the Vav. Does he, in the Shame Shalom, in the Shame Shalom, Pinchas is Zoycha, as greasy Shalom, Pinchas is Zoycha to that extra Yud. If you look at the Balaturim, I'm saying this my own, but the Balaturim says, Taka, that it's a Yud and a Yud. He says, talks about the different matanas that a Kohen gets, so 10 matanas here, 10 matanas here. But I wanted to tie it that it's a Yud and a Vav. And I'll tell you where I'm coming from with the Yud and a Vav, Rabbi Yisrael. The Vav, and I'm going to tell you something that sounds a little bit mystical, but it's a Ramah. There's a Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Reishai and Gimel, that says the following thing. The Ramah says that there's a minhag that the first word of every daf in the Sefer Torah, except the six different dafim, starts with a vav. V'nikrim vavei ha'amudim. The vavei ha'amudim. Who said vavei ha'amudim in the Mishkan? What were the vavim? Hooks. There were the hooks that pulled the ureas together. The vavei ha'amudim, the ureas that held the amudim together with the vavim. The amudim of the Torah, the thing that connects. We know that a vav is called a vav ha'chibur. It's mechaber. It connects. Those are the Vav. A Vav is really made up of a Yud that extends itself down. The Yud hangs in the ear. The Yud represents who, Rabbi said? The Yud represents the Eibishter. The Vav is Mechaber Os HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Vav is the Pshat. The Vav HaKibur is the Pshat. We are Mechaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in this world. That's the Vav Ketiyah. The Vav Ketiyah represents the fact that there's a connection over here, that the Vav Ketiyah represents the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Pinchas is saying, that a person in every aspect of his life, whatever he's doing, has to realize that he's connected L'mayla. And if he's connected L'mayla, his Maisim are different. And if a person lives his life that way, so whatever stands that's antithetical to that, you stand up the Roim HaPiyado and you fight against it. That's the Yud, that's the Vav. The Vav HaMudim, the connection. But Klal Yisrael is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the Vav HaMudim. The Rebbe of Yenis in action says an unbelievable thing. There is one letter in the Hebrew alphabet that can be spelled three ways. Vav. You can spell a Vav, Vav, Vav. You can spell a Vav, Vav, Aleph, Vav. And you can spell a Vav, Vav, Yud, Vav. Those are three different ways in Shas that the letter Vav is spelled. Rabbi Isai, what is one in this world? Yisrael, Bairaisa, Rikutsha Brichu, Chad. There is one thing, a unit that is one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael, and his Torah. How many Shvatim are there, Rabbi Isai? Klal Yisrael is represented by the number 12. That's Vav, Vav. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Echad. Vav, Aleph. Vav is 13. How many different Isaiahs make up the Torah? 22 Isaiahs. Vav, Yud, Vav. The Vav HaChibur is Mechaber Yisrael, Vareisa, Vekutchabush, Vekadim. And it's Geit Asach Tifer, Rabbi Sein. When a person looks at Tachanun, Shoyne Yisrael, Shmor She'eris Yisrael, Shem Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'oretz. If you look, actually let's sit there for a second, I just want to tell you that it's a half of the rest. Grab it right here. You know that everything, by the way, everything is connected. Everything is connected in the Aleph. You know that everything is in the letter Aleph. In the letter Aleph, by the way, is the first letter in the alphabet. When you go to the tens, what's the first letter in the tens? Yud. What's the first letter in the hundreds? Kuf. Aleph, Yud, Kuf. Okay? Oiraisa, Yisrael,
Kodesh Brichu. That's all echod. It's all one. Aleph Yud Kuf. If you look at the Tachnit, Shem Yisrael Shmar She'eris Yisrael. That's Yisrael. Shem Egoi Echod Shmar She'eris Am Echod. That's Echod. Shem Egoi Kodesh is the Kuf. Aleph Yud Kuf. 111. It's not finished yet. Of 111 is a grace of mitzvah. I want to just say the following thing. Pinchas Weiss and the Brish Sholoi, the only thing that is kayin is if a person realizes, and that's really what the Rambam is saying, if a person realizes that the chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through his Torah, and our whole essence in this world is to be mechubur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thus the lefum tzara agra, that's where a person puts his amelus. Where a person puts his amelus, if a person puts his amelus in his ruchnius, he'll be koina ruchnius. And he'll be koina ruchnius and he'll go weiter and weiter. I once had a friend who went to Rebel Soloveitchik, the Zecharno Lebracha, the Biskerov's son. And his father asked, he went with his father to Rebel, and he asked his father for a bracha that his son should steig and learn. And the element excuse me, I get back there, it all goes to right and buff and they go to repenting. Yes, you listen, and a bracha for learning, bracha for learning. Bracha v'atzlocha, or the bracha v'atzlocha, or bracha v'atzlocha. You're right. Rebbe said a bracha planet. If you'll have a meal, you'll learn. If you don't have a meal, you'll learn. A bracha? I'm not giving a bracha planet. Those are the pshat. In ruchnius, a person has to realize that it's not so much the maisa of the mitzvah. Rachmono libo voi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to run to the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be connected to the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us that vav should connect us with Maila. Rabbi Sai, if you were listening, Pinchas is kind of showing with a vav ketia, with azam asiris nefesh. The Gemara we mentioned on the Afyurim and Beis, and the name of the person was ketia bar shalom. Ketia bar shalom. Their ketia, who was kaitea or losoi, to be able to go with, to be able to pay schar, to be able to pay the schar, to be koina olam haba, to be koina that olam haba, that's ketia bar shalom. So that's a takeoff in mamish, and there, vav ketia, the vav ketia, it's a ketia bar shalom, and the name shalom, and the word shalom, that ketia, the voice, it's what, that which does not destroy you, only makes me stronger. That which I'm most nefesh for, that which I emphasize in my life, the boy say, it's such a wonderful thing that in the middle of the summer, it could be it was a little bit the food, but in the middle of the summer, the oilam comes, it's back on the serious nefesh, especially in Mamish, there's like so much going on, it's like, I don't know, the oilam has, probably has, knows exactly what's going on, but in the Bechlal, in the world outside. But Lamaisa, it's in the serious nefesh that we come together to learn. These are things, Teresh Alamarati Ba'af, Kisha Omdali. There are three things the Eberish gave us a matana, and you only credit them with Yisurim. The Eberish doesn't want us to have pain. The Eberish wants us to really have it. How do we really have the Torah if we toil in the Torah? How we zoichet to Olam Haba if we toil in the mitzvahs in this world? How we zoichet to Shabbos, Rabbi said? Shabbos and Nachar, Olam Haba is a Me'ein of Olam Haba, a Me'ein of Shabbos. How we zoichet to Teresh Yisrael? With Zochetar Yisrael, with Yisurim. Rabbi Sai, Shabbos is a Me'ein Olam Haba. The Shem Yishmuel writes, how is a person Zochet to Shabbos? It's a Gevaldika Mesiris Nefesh, and I want everyone to hear this. You Zochet to Shabbos, you know what the Mesiris Nefesh for Shabbos is? So Amolda Olam thinks the Mesiris Nefesh would be a place to sleep on Shabbos, to sleep before Shabbos, maybe to put the food in the oven, to go buy the challah. That's a Mesiris Nefesh. That's not the Mesiris Nefesh. Actually, that's for your wife, the Mesiris Nefesh of Shabbos. A man's Mesiris Nefesh for Shabbos at the Shvetin Shem Yishmuel is to take out of his mind all the things he's busy with during the week. All the aspects of business. All of these things. That's the Mesiris Nefesh for Shabbos. And if a person does that, he could be zoichet to a richtige Shabbos and he's zoichet to Olam Haba. Rabbi Yisrael, we come to a time, Mitzvah Hashem, this is actually a unique Shabbos, in that the Haftarah we learn in this Shabbos is not a Haftarah of Purinisa, because Pinchas is coming out the day before Bein HaMetzorah. Normally in a year, Pinchas always comes out after the Sif Shivas of the Tammuz, so you always end up learning the Haftarah of Titus Matus. This year we're going to learn Haftarah of Titus Matus, and we're going to learn Pinchas, Parashat of Pinchas. but we're coming up to the time right after Shabbos of Bein HaMitzarim. Kol Reifel Yisigu HaBein HaMitzarim. Yirmiyah Novi says, all those that ran after Klal Yisrael, Kol Reifel Yisigu, were able to get her, able to Yumasika, we're able to catch up to her, we're able to overtake her, Bein HaMitzarim, to be doing the straits of the 3 weeks. Shpeit and Koshin Samagit, Kol Roidev Ko, Kol Roidfeha, you split the word, Kol Roidev Ko, Yisigu HaBein HaMitzarim. In the difficult times of Bein HaMitzarim, if we run after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how we're able to be, Yisigu, if we master HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person can come to Gevaldika Heights in the times of Bein HaMitzarim. We should take this message and realize, and this is something that we impart onto our children, and it's something that we can impart on ourselves and our families. Where do we put the emphasis? What are we showing? A voice I. So 3 weeks are about coming back to Eretz Yisrael, having a richtig opinion in Eretz Yisrael that's la'olam void. How we zoche to that? We zoche to that with Yisurim. A voice I would like to argue that the Yisurim of blood is ibidimus. Klal Yisrael has seen too much blood, and I think they've seen enough blood to be kind of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see a little Yisurim in our mitzvahs, a little Yisurim, a little tzar, a little toil, a little amelus in our Torah, a little amelus in our mitzvahs, and with that we should taka be zeicha, that this year it should taka be that the tzayim haravi, the tzayim hachamishi should be nefach, l'sasayim, and l'simcha.